I guess. Really? Really?
What?
It's 8 a.m., man.
Yeah.
It's actually closer to 9.
There's never a time not to. You
know what I mean? Yeah, there's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You're about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference between this and them. Nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Austin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me when it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I be locked in.
Oh, man. So I guess we don't really need to clap for the Amy because Sports Show fans, we are not doing video this week.
Not this week.
Because Amy's a little bit busy.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes,
absolutely.
So
the good Amy just purchased some real estate, got the keys to the house. And you know what? I felt really nice and really good that she took a photo.
Yeah.
And she sent it to us.
That was really nice. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
exactly.
I feel like we're really in the circle. It's not just this... You know,
we're friends. We're the friend group.
Above all else.
Yeah.
We're friends. Speaking of Amy, so Amy does our social media. She's the one that crafts all that amazing YouTube stuff. So don't forget to follow the YouTube channel. We're not doing a video this week, but I made a little mistake. I made a little flubber.
And you're admitting it?
I spoke too soon,
right,
if you will. I got excited. Okay. I even still think that there's a camera here. I'm like looking over here.
Yeah, I don't know.
So messed up. Okay, so we got a new Instagram handle. And the reason that I got messed up is because we were kind of bouncing back and forth between names and what I did for our Gmail account. But the thing is the new Instagram handle is Sports Show Podcast. That's at Sports Show Podcast. Please start to follow it again. Please actively search it. It'd mean a lot to us. We're going to blast you. We're going to put some money into one of those, like boosting campaigns or something.
Oh, just no, we got to
get our
We got Vlad. We got Amy now. We got bit of everything. Like, we're actually going legit. We thought we could do it on our own for all these years, and we proved, A, we're too busy. B, families are a real thing. And C, this stuff, you got to kind of know what you're doing.
They're coming
down
high.
You can't half-ass this stuff anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No. You got to give both butt cheeks. You can't give just the one cheek
That's
and expect results.
That's
you know what I mean? It's like buying Suzanne Summers' Thighmaster, not using it, and thinking, you're going to be the queen of glutes.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be the queen of glutes without using it.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah, exactly.
So another thing that we want to mention, too, is next week we, as it stands.
Right.
We are doing.
We're going to do the year-end show next week.
And what's it about, Mitch? What are we doing with it?
So I'm going to go through all the different months, like January right to December.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you all the fun little things that happen. But it's kind of like a rapid banter. We're just going to like machine gun our way all the way through it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring up a topic. We're going to attack it for a minute. And I'm sure there's going to be a few things in there that we want to stay on a little longer. And it's everything.
No.
It's going to be fun. I've already got the agenda set up.
Oh, no.
I called an audible.
Oh, no.
We're doing a normal show today.
Okay.
Kind of normal. Normal for us, anyways. And we go. It's episode 239 right now, right here.
You're live. Calling an audible? You can't. Mitch,
we're doing the live show right now.
You're not good at audibles.
Blue 32.
No, stick to the program.
Red nine.
I've seen this before. You know what you're doing, Mitch.
Red nine.
It's Super Bowl. You're about to be back-to-back champions. You know you got a running back that can run the ball. He's been doing it all night. And you're going to throw it. You're going to throw it on the goal line. No. No.
Kill.
No!
Kill. Yeah, you know what? We got here and I was like, nah, we're going to have some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's do what Mitch and Dimitri are born to do.
Before we do that,
Can
I bring something up?
Sure.
We never talked about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of been, it's been plaguing me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of bit.
Not a lot.
Little bit.
Sure. What's up?
This whole Brittany Griner thing that has been going, and we never, you know what the problem is?
Yeah.
We get so excited. We try to fit in this time frame. There's actually a couple things that we don't discuss and we forget. For example, the Grey Cup final.
Right.
Slipped.
Believe it or not, it's on next week's agenda.
You know, sometimes you just
things
forget
happen,
stuff.
Man. The world is a fast moving place. We can't control everything.
So this whole thing, I got to tell you, Did the U.S. really trade?
Yeah.
Basically Nicolas Cage,
uh-huh,
the Lord of War, an arms dealer, for a WNBA basketball player. Is that you know what this reminds me of,
right,
Mitch?
Yeah.
It's like, you know when you're playing fantasy football and everyone's trying to trade with one another?
Yeah.
And then at the end, there's always that one person that screws up the league because they accept the most obnoxious trade. And then first you're like, okay, so you guys working together or are you just stupid?
Right.
Or both.
Both, yeah.
Because it's one of the two. And they ruin the league. The U.S. is that person.
100,000%.
What just happened there?
That analogy is as good as it gets. Yeah, it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Look, I'm not to sit here and tell you behind the scenes that Dimitri and I, you know, read the newspapers and all that. We do. And we have, trust me when I tell you, we could do another podcast just based on politics if you guys really wanted to. But I think one of the reasons we didn't bring it up is we didn't want to make a light of a situation.
Right.
But then when you see the trade, you're like, you've basically given us all the material in the world here. Like, this is too much.
Like, the Russians are looking and they're basically saying this. They're like, oh my God, yeah. I thought the Edmonton Oilers were stupid.
That's exactly yeah. it. That's
Boris,
exactly
we got it. Gretzky back.
Yeah, it's exactly
it. We thought Pocklington was dumb. Now we have Gretzky. We have a Russian Gretzky.
We have a Russian Gretzky. Yeah, yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, without getting too political, yeah, it was the worst
the guy's
trade
got
of all time.
Yeah, Gretzky's got 894 goals. This guy's got 2,746 Kalichnikovs, like a personal best.
I have no word.
Yeah, but Mitchell,
yeah,
think about the free throw line.
Yeah, like when Biden
the game's
goes
improved.
It's one thing if it, like, and I don't want to be rude here, but like
I do
here. Okay, if it was like a Michael Jordan, a LeBron James, a Steph Curry, not even just a, like, how about this? If it was you know, our
Crosby.
Soccer great,
Sidney Crosby.
Our soccer great here in Canada, Sinclair.
Yeah,
I can understand it.
I'm in.
Brittany Griner. I don't even know. Like, I don't know all her stats. I know she's a good NBA player. She's not the greatest NBA player, WNBA player. So it's like you literally gave up
an arms dealer.
And this is where I'm mad at her a little bit, and because she goes over to Russia to play during the offseason. I get it. You want to make some extra bucks. Okay, go. What have we said on this podcast numerous times? You go to somebody else's house, you got to abide by the rules. Now, did Russia see an opportunity where they're like, she has hash oil, and we're going to arrest her and put her in a legitimate boot camp, like a working jail where they're like smashing rocks all day? Okay, yeah, a little excessive, but you're at that person's house. Yeah. You're in the middle of a war. Like, what did you think was going to happen if you messed up even the slightest?
You got to keep it clean, Mitch.
You got, and so, okay, fine, that happens. USA jumps in, goes, hey, give it back. All right, no problems. Let's trade. You guys have that guy. What's his name again? Oh, right, yeah, sorry. I mean, he's obviously a nobody. Get one for one. Biden's looking at the papers. Hey, bring me the stats over here. I can't believe it. That guy doesn't even play basketball. Make the trade. Make the trade. Like, what's happening here?
That guy doesn't even play basketball. It's like, Mr. Biden, he runs the 40 in 19 seconds.
Oh, we're going to cream them.
So hold on. You're saying you're winning. We're winning. Oh, big time. Big time.
Oh, ridiculous.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
You know, speaking of ridiculous, it's... Here's another one. It's kind of just funny because the World Juniors are up again. I mean, it's that time of year. Here we are, Christmas Eve, sitting here at the University of Calgary, CJSW headquarters, me and Dimitri, early in the morning. That's how much we love you guys.
Commitment.
Commitment.
We haven't even put the Baileys in our coffee yet.
Nothing. Mind you, we should have did. Why didn't we think of that?
Don't worry. I think it's going to take
care of.
It's getting taken care of.
So as we're doing that, we're sitting here. We're about to entertain you for the next little bit here. Ladies and gentlemen, World Junior Hockey is about to start. It usually starts like today, tomorrow, and then goes right up to New Year's Day. Team Canada against the world, basically. Last year, we won it for the first time in a long time. It's in Halifax, so it's a double because 2 years ago, it was supposed to be in Red Deer. They moved it over to the last year, so it's a double-double. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a double-double.
It's a Tim Hortons World Juniors.
Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's my thing. With the Flames doing a little bit better from last week, and, you know, I'm a little bit of a homer, with everyone, all the NHL is going to be watching this game because there's a guy named Connor Bedard who's on Team Canada. He is lighting up the, you know, his league right now. Shane Wright is another guy taken by the Kraken last year. He was supposed to go first. He ended up going fourth. These two together is going to be an ultra amazing combination. Dimitri, are you excited? Are you a world junior hockey guy? A. B, are you excited about Connor Bedard? Three, should the Flames just tank the rest of the season and try to get him?
Yes. No. Okay. You know what? I used to be a bigger world junior hockey fan in the sense that actually every year I was really paying attention for it. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm getting a little bit older, and it's not just in World Juniors. I just find that I just want to clear more fluff out. Like, just give me the goods. And so, it's funny you say that this last year when Canada won, it was the first time in a while. Two things. We've said it. World's getting better.
Way better.
Like, listen, this is not just our game anymore. Like, now it's everyone's getting better.
Absolutely.
But the other thing, too, is there really hasn't been too many all-star big teams. And so this year, I'm going to pay a little more attention to it because actually the whole team is pretty good. I'll always watch the World Junior gold medal game every year. I do find it's exciting hockey. But nowadays, I'm really looking to see if it's worth my time. Mm-hmm. When Connor McDavid was there, I'm watching because you know that this guy's going to be something. And I'm going to watch this one because of Bedard as well. But the whole team, actually, there's a lot of good. So, yeah, I'm excited. I don't know if I'm going to go every day, like gung-ho every day like I used to. But I'll be watching. And in my opinion, unless I'm totally wrong on this, but Canada this year, again, is the team to beat.
Right now they are, absolutely. Yeah. They look great. I watched a little bit of that
but
Sweden
I like
game.
The U.S.
Sweden, I like Sweden. Man, U.S. I think is really pound for pound if you were to take a team and a country right now. They just seem to be clicking, man.
Yeah.
The U.S. team is just stacked with big boys,
yep.
Talented boys. I mean, all you got to do is look over at Tage Thompson and see exactly what they're developing down
the
States.
I know.
It's crazy.
I got
an
eye for this.
Yeah, you got an eye for it.
I got an
eye. You should be a scout.
Don't.
I'm just saying. Okay, speaking of the
Can
World
Can I tell
juniors,
you a funny scout story? So years ago when I was serving a local restaurant here at the Broken Plate.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? So years ago I was serving, right? And when I say years, geez, Mitch, this is almost 20 years ago now.
Sure.
So anyway, I see these two guys, they come in and, you know, I'm serving them, you know, well-dressed guys, good guys. And of course, chatting them up and it gets out that they're out of town. I go, oh, okay, well, you guys are, you know, from out of town. So what are you guys doing here? And believe it or not, they were scouts. Mm-hmm. One guy was a scout for the New Jersey Devils.
Nice.
Another guy's a scout for the New York Islanders. Amazing. Now, go back 20 years where you think that it wasn't a metropolitan division as big as it was now. It was Philly, Rangers, Islanders, Penguins, Devils, right? Like it was, you do not mess around with each other. So, but they were best friends growing up and still are best friends. And they were on the same scouting trip. I just thought it was funny.
Interesting.
And I go, so do you guys, you know, you guys, like if it was today, I would have snapped an Instagram photo. They'd be fired.
They'd be fired. Both of them.
They'd be done.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Actually, technically you could, in this day and age, you probably, it's okay. Years ago, they would have been fired.
Mm.
Colluding,
you know.
With that being said, all right, we talked with the Brittany Griner for a quick second. We talked to World Juniors for less than a second. Ladies and gentlemen, last week we started this podcast off hot. World Cup. Ooh. We were going into the finals. It was Argentina versus France. It was after about a 10-minute discussion, I went back to listen to the podcast. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say something. I wanted to say it earlier. I've never watched our podcast before. I never watch it. I'm kind of weird about it sometimes. I just prefer listening to
all
it.
All I do is watch.
Okay. Well, all I did before was listen. I'm going to be a watch guy now. Because some of the things we do here is actually quite funny. And I didn't realize I do them. Or especially, I talk way more with my hands than I ever thought I did, number one. Number two, it's just funnier. It's just, to me, it's a little funnier because
you need to see the YouTube video.
You
got to
see the
right?
YouTube
you
video.
You have to. Even if you listen to it on the pod, go watch the clip. You're right, because it's...
There's something there. There's a magic, if you will, in the air. Anywho's, so, dude, we talked a good 10 minutes about World Cup last. We thought we went a little overboard after we, you know, talked about the podcast, how'd it go, what'd you think, blah, blah, blah. We were dead on in everything we said, and then some.
Yeah.
You got Argentina. At the end of last week's podcast, I said it would be beautiful to see, you know, a Cinderella ending, right? To watch Messi actually become the GOAT in live stereo, in live footage, whatever you want. And then he did everything he possibly. I said he has a little more gas in the tank.
Yeah.
And he did. And then Mbappe said, hold on. I'm here too. And this kid showed the world, hey, Ronaldo, maybe I might come after your title too. Hey, Messi, I'm coming. This kid put himself in the world view. He put it on radar. It was unbelievable. Let's do the recap real quick.
Mitch, Argentina takes on. Yeah. It was basically like watching Rocky One.
Yes, it's exactly what
it was. You know, it's like, Apollo Creed ended up winning.
Yeah.
But man, did you just, you set yourself up. Like Mbappe's like Rocky.
That's right.
He set himself up for another 5-6 movies.
100%.
7-8, whatever
easy,
it was.
Easy. So you get Argentina taking an early lead, okay? Let's just fast forward it really fast. Argentina goes up 2-0. Late into the second half, Mbappe says, hold on, what? We're down? The game's almost over? I better put it in high gear. Ties the game at 2. Then for all those soccer enthusiasts and for those that never watch soccer but love the game, they quickly realize it's not sudden death in soccer. You'll play another little while, right? Another half an hour. They go at it. Argentina scores. Those non-soccer fans are cheering. Oh, my God, they just won it. No, they still got time. Mbappe comes over, ties the game. So count that. That's Mbappe hat trick going into. Then it goes to penalties. Now, that's the one thing I wanted to bring up. Should the World Cup finals especially be decided on the penalties? Here in North America, as I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, everyone's kind of weirded out by it, okay? My personal opinion, if the Europeans and the others and South Americans and other countries that love their soccer don't have a problem with it, then we shouldn't have a problem with it. It's kind of like when people ask you, why is there fighting in hockey? It just is. Just leave it alone. My favorite part of the whole World Cup was this. And then, Dimitri, you tell everyone what you thought of the World Cup. The two best players kick first. Mbappe goes, powers the ball into the top corner. Boom! Like, it looked like it was shot out of a gun. Like, that was, like, one of the craziest kicks I've ever seen. Because he does not want to be denied.
Yeah.
Messi goes up, goes, hey, I listened to the sports show last week. Those kids were right, those two crazy kids. And then he just... You know, these goalies are so stressed out. Left, right, what do I do? He goes right, and he kicks it right down the middle. But this is the best part. It was clocked at 3 kilometers an hour. He legitimately tapped it in.
Yeah.
That's how
arrogant
and powerful and amazing Messi is. Ladies and gentlemen, Argentina wins the World Cup. The world has been all over it. Over 4 billion people watch this. Some people are saying, bring the World Cup back every 3 years instead of every 4 years if it's going to be like this. What'd you think of the World Cup?
I thought overall the World Cup was amazing. I talked about it last week. I won't get into the details there. Let's focus on the game. You know, I remember I was watching it. I for sure the crescent that I live in heard me because I was screaming and yelling like crazy.
Right.
And I said to Tamara, that's my wife for those who don't know, I go, I think I just watched the best game of all time.
Easily.
And sure enough, I obviously wasn't alone because every sportscaster after that just said, best game I ever seen, best game. And I really do believe it was the best game of all time. And why? Because A, where we are at a level in sports right now, the style of the game, what happened in the game, the players of the game. And it was unbelievable. And so you look at it, it's like Argentina really dominated the game for 80 minutes. Okay, I thought the first penalty was a little bit weak, but the same could be said for Di Maria's penalty too. Sure. So for me, it's a wash.
Right.
But this is why France is France. This is why any great team is a great team. They stay composed. They know they have a legitimate shot at any time. They never give up. And you looked and you said, yeah, Argentina's the team of destiny. They're there 2-0. Nobody gives up a two-goal lead, especially with 10, 15 minutes left in a game, including extra time. But this is why France is the champ. And God basically said, look, Messi, I'm going to give it to you. But you got to show work for it. I'm going to make you work for it.
And he did.
And so here's the thing. You got Mbappe. And soccer, everyone, let me tell you something. That second goal he scored, you guys have no idea that you probably witnessed one of the greatest goals of all time in terms of skill. It was unbelievable. Messi comes in, and when he scored that third goal to put them ahead, I go, okay, God, I get what you did here.
Right.
You did this to really tailor make it.
Yeah.
For Messi to score the winning goal and run off.
Exactly.
Right? And then the devil on the shoulder is like, well, you know, I think God was celebrating. The devil's like, we got a chance. Come on, get in. Bobby, go.
Go.
So it was, listen, it had everything you wanted.
Yeah, it did.
It had drama. It had the, but it was drama because of the players involved. And to me, number one, hey, Ronaldo fan, what do you have to say to me now?
That's true.
I've been telling you for the last decade it was never close. It's clearly not close. You can go and hang out with your little Joe Montana crew, and you guys can go lament the 1990s or whatever it is you want to do. Ronaldo's not better. He was never better. This is just what proved it to him, because the thing that with Messi too is he just won the World Cup with a lesser team. France is a better team.
Way better. I agree.
Mitch, you were right. He had juice in the tank or gas in the tank. He executed that the penalty that he scored. That was arrogant. He basically said, yeah, whatever. He made the goalie do what I want. I'm going to go tap it in.
Yeah.
Boom. Here you go.
Here you go.
And here's what's fitting. He got robed with the robe of the king.
Right.
And to me, I want that poster because we're looking at the greatest of all time. I know he doesn't have as many World Cups as, let's say, a Pelé. I understand all that stuff. But no one can tell me right now, the way his peers talk about him.
Right.
He now has the World Cup. He just won the Copa America the year before.
That's right.
Really. Everything that this guy's done with the goals and the assists and how he works the ball, this is the greatest thing in our lifetime, Mitch. We've literally have watched two GOATs.
Yeah.
In Brady and Messi from start to finish.
True.
We're pretty effing lucky.
Yeah, man. The Michael Jordans, the LeBron.
Jordan,
yeah,
thank
all
you.
Of it, yeah. You know, I actually, real quick, my brother-in-law, Yanni, he brought up how he still thinks Pelé is the greatest of all time. And I'm like, you know what? To sit here and tell you guys I'm the biggest soccer enthusiast and that I know this, I am not. But I will say this. Prove me wrong. To your point, Ronaldo fans, come on and tell us. Show me what Pelé did that was, and he was amazing, and he did his thing. And I've seen highlights of him. But soccer's that one sport where I think you can take them out. Like, you know how we joke around, well, can Gretzky play in this league? I think soccer's, like, almost very fair, no matter what kind, like, what generation you're in.
I actually agree with that.
And you can kind of move them around, and I'm telling you, the only thing that Messi keeps getting negative of is his height. It's the size of him. What does that matter? He's proven that obviously has no bearing in anything. And in fact, if he was taller, maybe he'd even be better. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, there. Secondly, as much as I believe Messi was the MVP and that he brought that whole
team
together.
I know where you're going. The goalie should have got
Emi
it.
Martinez, yeah. Buddy, this guy, that save at the end, ladies and gentlemen, they should have helicoptered that guy out of the parade because that gentleman legitimately won you guys the World Cup.
I forgot to mention that. That's you're right. That save at the end. Like, this is what's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and on both sides. Both sides. But because that was the last play of the game, Mitch.
I know.
He was all alone.
He was all alone in that big night. Finally, this I just want to leave it on this. So they you know, this is my favorite part, hey? Like, this is when I knew for sure. Like, through the whole game, I said Argentina's going to win. Whatever, blah, blah. But I knew 110% when they went to the penalties and you see the size of each goalie, like in real time. And I saw the size of this Martinez guys versus the French goalie. I'm like, why is the Argentinian guy like 6'8" and the other guy's like maybe 6 feet? At this moment, I knew Argentina was going to win. I knew it. There's like, unless that guy's Spider-Man, unless that's Peter Parker, there is no way that France wins this game.
So two things with the penalty case.
Yeah.
To answer your first question, or to answer your first point that you stated, where you walked in and said Mbappe blasted it.
Yeah.
Mitch, I don't understand why people overthink the penalty. Like, you got guys like Harry Kane who missed, right? Other people who's missed. Other people that tried to do this and that. Everyone tries to be way too fancy with it.
Sure.
Martinez actually got his hand on the first penalty kick of Mbappe and the last one in the shootout.
Yeah.
It was so powerful, and he's at full extension. He can't do anything with it. And these guys can put the ball pretty much anywhere they want, just like a hockey player, basketball player, whatever. Mbappe, thank you for just showing. You just go in, mid-height, blast it.
Yeah.
A guy who's like 6'6", however he is, you're right.
I think he's like 6'8", yeah.
Okay, he can't even reach it, and when he does, it doesn't go through. Guys, that's the penalty kick. You just stop overthinking it.
Yeah.
Mid-height, side net, blast it, call it a day, you're over. Number two, to your point, should penalty kicks happen? Yes, they should. Listen, number one, it's hard to score in soccer, period.
Yeah.
And if you follow soccer from a club level too, or even seeing in the World Cup how many extra times there were, a lot of this stuff ends in a tie. Like, it's clearly hard to score. But penalty kicks are your penalty for getting there. That's the whole point. Right. That's the whole point. Say, listen, if you don't want to go to penalty kicks and take a chance, then I'm sorry. Then you have you think about it. You literally had 100. You have 2 hours to settle your differences. Right. If you can't do it, then
yeah,
come on.
I agree. You know who's yelling right now? The Italian fans from World Cup in remember the rat tail guy? What was that guy's name?
Baggio.
Baggio.
Roberto Baggio. Hey,
what do you mean? Let him keep a play.
The nets are too small on this side.
Yeah, that's where you feel bad, right? Like you lose again. You're the guy that missed the goal. You're the guy that didn't put your country to win it. I mean, it's stressful. It's stressful.
Well, this
man.
Is what I mean. So the one French guy, I can't remember. I think his name was Colo Mouni or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I know. Coco Cucu Mouni or something. Mouni. Yeah, I know who you're talking
which
about.
Which in Greek, the Greek people got what
yeah,
I
they
just
got
did
some.
There.
They know
anyway,
what we're saying. Yeah.
So the reality is, he when he missed the net, if he actually had that on target,
oh, yeah,
the goalie saves it.
Well, I mean.
Now he's like right there. But to my point, just kick it up. Hit
kick
it up.
Hey,
come on.
A little higher. At the end of the day, here's the thing. The beautiful game was witnessed by 4 billion people. It was a beautiful game. It won everyone. It started off slow, like we said last year, meaning the World Cup started off horribly, ended up as maybe the best World Cup of all time. People are back in love with soccer for the moment. We'll see what happens in a few years. Congratulations to Argentina. What a win.
Last point, it's the only game that gets true world recognition. I've said it even bigger than the Olympics. Here's another thing. 4 billion people watching. Move over NFL. And let me tell you something, North American sports fan. Sure. You know what? I love our sports. Get me to the Super Bowl all day long. Stanley Cup final. I love all that stuff. But we got to be real. This is like the boxing. You think boxing's dead? You think soccer's dumb? The numbers don't lie.
That's right.
4 billion people. More than half the world tuned in.
So you like sports. I like sports. Want to do a podcast?
Let's do it.
All right. From there, we go over to the...
And talk about some other random stuff, too.
Let's go over to the NHL. Guess what? I have a power playlist. Here we go.
Oh!
It's the Spark Show power playlist at number 5. Ladies and gentlemen, this team came in hot last year. This team almost beat Edmonton in the first round of the playoffs. Who am I talking about? It's the LA Kings. They're getting hot, and they're starting to catch fire in the West. At number 4, this team, I haven't talked about them, but they've been right there. And they're probably wondering, why doesn't Mitch ever bring us up into the power rankings? I'm going to do it this week. It's Carolina.
Wow. Good point. You've really
It's your El Huracanas. At number 3, this team is starting to make a little move. It's starting to make a move from 5. It's all the way down to number 3. It's the Dallas Stars. Robertson, this guy, he goes, hey, McDavid, I've had enough of you being the number 1 scorer in the league. I want a piece of that action. This kid's going one-on-one with McDavid. Do you like it?
Love it.
At number 2, it's the other Western team. It's the Golden Knights. They just, you know what? I thought you guys were going to falter this year. I really did. But you're showing me one thing. Home field advantage, home ice advantage, call it what you want, is a real thing. I don't know why I thought anything different. When you go to Vegas, you pull in on the airplane, you're like this, oh, game's tomorrow night, what should I do? I mean, how about this? Whatever you do, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get yourself in some form of a trouble. You're either going to go start losing at Baccarat, you're going to head to the clubs, you're going to go to the night. Like, it doesn't matter. You're in trouble. And the next day, while you're on that ice skating around, why'd I do what I did? I fell for the same joke over and over again.
That's right. Oh, she doesn't really like me. Would you like some change for some ones, sir?
Yeah, I gotta get those visa statements sent.
Guys,
to the,
I met a girl last night.
To the stadium.
We were in love. Oh yeah, what ended up happening? She needed a cash advance. She's having a hard time. I gave her $1,000.
And the number 1 team in the NHL, they're going to finish off this way. It looks like it. From start to finish, it's the Boston Bruins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I finally decided to give them the accolades they deserve. You know?
It's good. You know what? I love the Bruins because they have some real unsung heroes just behind the scenes that are just excellent players.
Excellent. All the way through, this team is just a great mix of young and old. I really like this team. It's actually kind of scary how much I like them. That's your list for the power play. Next week is going to be the year-end one. We'll see. We'll do a quick one next week. the shorthanded list. Who is it? At number five, listen, this team, I've said it, they've been on this list a few times. It's the Ottawa Senators. I can't figure you guys out. I just don't understand. You guys have these good players. You play outside your city, so it's not like anyone's pressuring you.
Yeah.
It's just like you can't seem to get the file to the manager when it needs to be on dime. I can't figure you guys out. You got the laptop. You got the Wi-Fi password. You got it all. What's your excuse now? What's your excuse?
It's the work ethic.
I mean, you got Deadpool almost as your owner. What else do you want? We're giving it all to you.
Yeah.
Still nothing. At number four, it's the Philadelphia Flyers. We're going to talk about you in 1 second. At number three, of course, John, you're on the list. Of course. You guys suck. We've talked about it over and over again. You're horrible.
I listened to that pod, as we always do, right? And after, you're like, hey, Columbus, you just suck.
I'm usually not that blunt. And this isn't about John. It's literally just Columbus. Well, no, he definitely puts the cherry on top. It just doesn't make any sense. How could you not go to Jersey? Or, dare I say, Philly. I literally would not give him a hard time if he had chosen any one of those two teams. Because it makes sense. The Columbus makes no sense. Zero sense. Number two, it's the Anaheim Ducks. I watched them last night against the Calgary Flames for a few minutes. Because I was like, you know what? If I have a sports podcast with Dimitri, maybe I should watch a couple of hockey games.
Sure.
This team is, man, this team in, I said 10 years the other day as a joke. But 3 years, this team stays intact. This is going to be the most talented team in the NHL, the Ducks.
Listen, I picked them as a dark horse.
Yeah.
I'm still really disappointed with that pick because I'm looking around and I go, they have a decent amount of young and old.
Here's the problem.
The goaltending, man.
The goaltending's a problem. The old, though, the veterans, buddy, those guys are like guys like that are not true dressing room guys that are going to teach this young crew things. You know what I mean? They're not proven winners. They're not guys that have, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. You're right. That's a great point.
And so, but you know who does have those? The Chicago Blackhawks at number one on the shorthanded list. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm done. I've made my call. I want to see this trade because I need the drama.
You know,
I need to know where are these two going. Enough is enough.
You know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
You know what's
going to
happen.
They're not going to get traded.
You know who they're getting. To me, this is in the cards.
Well, what do you think?
They're getting Bedard. I think.
You think they're going to stick around, stay with the Bedard?
Yeah, man.
What?
I think they're.
Never thought of this.
Yeah, buddy. I'm almost like, you talked about Vegas. It just seems to me that the likeliest candidate for Bedard to go is to go to a franchise like that.
To be honest, that would make the NHL very happy.
Yeah.
Like very.
It would.
Bettman, no, because Bettman for some reason wants him to go to Phoenix 100%. Like he wants him to go to Arizona all day, every day for whatever reason. I don't know why. Maybe because he thinks that Austin Matthews won't sign with Toronto. He goes there and then you got Bedard Matthews.
No,
what?
I think the Bedard
at Arizona State.
Yeah, he does. He either does a Chicago or for some weird way,
he
ends up in Ottawa.
In a lot of ways, Chicago, even through their glory, Dimitri, which we're all familiar with, and we can't imagine Chicago Stadium and the United Center not being full. Prior to their success, they were begging people to come to games.
Dude, here's what's funny is that you look at, and this is why I will always defend Gary Bettman. Mm-hmm. Everyone can say whatever he wants about him. Number one, there would be no Winnipeg without a Bettman if he doesn't okay it. So everyone keep their mouth shut like he's on this conspiracy.
Is that a good thing? I mean, continue. Go ahead.
Pittsburgh, almost bankrupt, looking to go to Kansas City.
True.
Bettman pulling strings.
Kansas City Penguins?
Yeah, buddy, they were that close. Bettman pulling the strings. What happens? They get a Malkin. They get a Crosby. They get a Letang. They get a Fleury. Okay? Chicago, on the it was so bad that actually I believe their statistics were worse than the Islanders at one point of attendance. Everyone had cut their TV deals. The Blackhawks were this original 16, they were about to leave. Bettman comes in. They get a stroke of luck.
True.
Kane, Taves, Seabrook, Keefe. Like, it just,
it
works.
All, so, it all worked out.
You know, I think the same's going to happen to them. I think they're going to get a double whammy. I truly think the Blackhawks are going to get Bedard. And something's going on over there. Because I don't know. Why aren't they playing?
Yeah, you got something.
I couldn't imagine the NHL
without a Chicago.
Why did they get rid of DeBrincat? Why, Mitch?
What did you do?
Why?
What's happening?
Yeah, fire.
All right, real quick in the NHL, one newsworthy thing I wanted to bring up. So we talked about it at the beginning of the year. John Tortorella, new head coach, Philadelphia Flyers, at first started getting the boys in action. You know, they were in the top five in the power play list at one time. They were doing okay. They've fallen off recently. And last week, he goes and benches Hayes, the number one scorer on their team. He sits Hayes to basically make him a model to the rest of the team that I don't care if you're the number one scorer on our team. You're going to sit if you're not doing your thing. Thoughts on sitting the number one goal scorer on your team when the whole team's doing bad, I guess.
You know what doesn't work about that? Okay, hold on. My thoughts on that? Yeah. I love it.
You like it?
No, and I do like the philosophy behind it.
Right.
But Torrance, it doesn't work in today's age anymore, yeah, man. You know, like today's millennial and Gen Z, like this is Gossip Girl. They're like, you can't treat me like that. They're going to go to Hockey HR. This is where coaches get fired. You know, like these things exist now.
It's true.
HR. No, honestly. So tell me, Mr. Hayes, how did you feel when you got benched? Well, I felt hurt and betrayed, right? And so it's just this whole thing.
Yeah, right.
And the point that I'm making is that I like the fact that everyone's got to be held accountable. But, you know, Tortorella, these are the kinds of things where, honestly, this is where you start losing people and teams. And it just, you know what, when you were coaching the Tampa Bay Lightning, I'm sure it really worked back then, right? When you were coaching others, I'm sure it really worked back then. That kind of stuff doesn't work anymore because players don't have an allegiance to the team anymore. The problem now is it's a real problem, Mitch. Like, you rub a player or someone the wrong way, an agent's on top of it saying, right, listen, we don't need this anymore. My guy can actually go play anywhere he wants. We don't need it. Or you're going to get fired. So I don't know if it's the right, you know, I don't know if it's totally constructive just to bench a guy, you know?
I couldn't agree more. I'll be honest with you. When I saw he got benched, I'm like, okay, Kevin Hayes gets benched. The guy's the number one scorer in Philadelphia. Torts, you knew what you – how about this? Players, you knew what you were going to get yourself into. Like him, you didn't like him. You knew he was going to pull off some weird-ass stuff. Like, this is what he does. He's old school. I still think it was a dumb move. I do find it ironic, though, that he does it the week after, like 10 days after Fernando Santos pulls off the Messi thing. So he's like, oh, yeah? Watch this. I got a Giancarlo as well. No, you don't.
No, you don't. That's not a bad move.
I just think that's what he did. Yeah. I truly think he was like, I got to motivate this team. How do I do it? Let me show them that they can win without the number one scorer. This is like, let me show you guys
but here's the
that
thing,
no one's safe.
Here's the thing, too, Mitch, is that we've talked about this. They brought him in for a reason. Right. They brought the guy in saying, hey, we need a culture shift here. We need you to be hard on the guys. This is the kind of coach we need. You're right. You know what you're getting yourself into, being the organization, players, and everyone. So I don't really blame him in the sense that he's quick to do this. I'm sure there's pressure to be like, hey, you know, we're here to fix things up. But there's a difference between being a Sutter and being a Torts.
I couldn't agree more. I agree. Okay. I'll leave it
there.
There it is. From there, we'll go over to the NFL real quick. Why? Because, hey, they're only 3 weeks away from the end of the season. Things are starting. The cream is rising to the top. I've said this before. But this year's batch of NFL is messy. This is not the best pot of casserole you've ever seen. I'll tell you that right now. You got a Detroit Lions looking in. Detroit? You got a Jaguars team that last year won two games. Luckily, I don't even know how they did it. They win the next two games against Houston, interdivision rival, and Indy, interdivision rival, and they are in the playoffs this year.
It's believable.
It's believable.
Those are beatable teams.
Absolutely.
For the Jags.
What are your thoughts? So the Jags, the way they would get in is they would win their division.
Oh, buddy, Urban Meyer's already planning his next Boca trip.
That
guy's going to be getting caught on with like eight girls on his lap.
I'll tell you why I like this Jags thing. Because it's showing you that the NFL is so unpredictable. It's showing you that Trevor Lawrence, the guy that everyone pegged to be the next savior of the NFL, is actually a legit guy in that coaching. That Urban Meyer really is that bad of a coach.
He's terrible.
When it came to the NFL way of life, right? Etienne, that defense, like, this team is grimy. This team is young. And if they make the playoffs, I don't know how much headway they're – because they're still young. They're still – a good veteran team will smash them in the face.
I like what you said about Trevor Lawrence, because the you know what the problem is with any prodigy, especially the quarterback position. Of course, it's most polarized.
Sure.
they do really good in college, right? And then the expectation is you should just be able to walk right in and be this superstar.
Right.
That's really hard to do. It's hard to hard to do the Mahomes thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? Like, yeah. And so, but I looked at Lawrence, and if you look at me, like, I look at Lawrence and Baker Mayfield as really the same kind of guy.
Yeah.
Really good, flashy, kind of trick play kind of guy, polarized, good looking, like just kind of had everything, right? Yeah. But there's also a difference. Trevor Lawrence, I think, learned really quick in his first year that he should probably buckle down and kind of, you almost have to relearn. When you get to collegiate or junior to professional,
yeah,
you kind of got to relearn a little bit. You have to adapt and it's relearn. True. And I think he's doing that. So I like that you said, because I think he's a good quarterback.
He is a good quarterback. I could do without his hair. He needs a good haircut. He I don't like the long haircut. Hair. It doesn't suit him.
I was him,
he's got like Karen hair.
I would do a perm.
A perm would be cool.
If I'm Trevor Lawrence, I'm perming my hair. That would be his nickname, the perm.
The perm. I like it. I like it a lot. I'll say this as well. Remember, if Jacksonville ends up, or whoever wins that division, but especially if Jacksonville, though, home field advantage, first game of the playoffs.
It's crazy to me. It's crazy.
So, like, it's not out of the car. This is what's the funny thing we about it, this. Right?
But you're right. It's a messy soup. It's a big...
It's just messy, man. Messy, messy. And then you got a guy like all the haters at the beginning of the year. You gave how much to Christian Kirk? Yeah. That's how much money we gave him. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All those Christian Kirk-type players in the NFL... they're salivating. They're like this. Oh, my God. Next year, I'm going to make how much money? Oh, my God. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Boy, am I glad I got out of the zona.
Here we go. It's buy or sell. Well, it's NFL players this week. Here we go.
Okay.
And coaches. Jeff Saturday, Indianapolis coach. Buy or sell.
You know what? You got to sell.
Not sell. Sell it all. I don't want to hear that you even have a tidbit of Saturday. All Saturdays out.
You know what's amazing to me? It's like that was such big news that he became the head coach, yeah. Right? And then now it's like, has he won?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Yeah, we're up 33-0 against the Vikings. 33-0 and lose.
So my mom, because she was coming over to watch the girls, right? So the highlight package was on. I paused it on the PVR. I go, Mom, you see this? She goes, yeah. I go, you see that team? Yeah, it's 33-0. Yeah. I go, do you know that other team comes back to win 39-36? She's like, what? Isn't this the fourth quarter? I go,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I mean, there's epic collapses, and then there's epic collapses. And Matt Ryan's on both. Matt Ryan, buy or sell?
You should have sold 3 years ago.
What are you keeping the Ryan for?
28-3? 33-0?
This guy doesn't like leads. He doesn't like it. He likes coming from behind, this guy. Must be Greek.
You took it from me.
Kirk Cousins, buy or sell?
You know what? I'd say buy, but he's made enough.
No, okay. Buy some more, Kirk. You got to go with the heater. This guy's on a enough. Heater.
He's on a heater. I'm
buying some Kirk. How about a little, I told you earlier, Detroit, a little golf. Buy or sell in the golf.
You sell the golf. Yeah, it'll fizzle down. You know what? No, it's not ending well. You know what we should name this podcast? What? Captain Kirk, because now we were talking about two Kirks.
That's true.
We got the Christian Kirk and the Kirk Cousins.
That's true. Christian, okay, let's do it. Rodgers, they pulled off a big win last week. Still kind of, they're like that true creeper. They're like, you know they're not getting in. There's no way. But he's that guy at the end of the bar. He's still like pretending like he has a chance. It's Rodgers.
You're going to buy.
Buy some Rodgers.
Listen, do they have a mathematical chance? I think they have one.
They
right?
need people to lose.
They got to win out to lose out. All I'm going to say is this. I watched that game.
Yeah.
I know it was against the Rams. I get it. Yeah, sure. Okay, so it's, you know, an under-leveraged team.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here's what I finally like, though, for crying out loud. Just start throwing to the players. And you know what, Rodgers? The guy got his money. What's that?
Part of the game.
Well, just start throwing. Like, how do you expect to trust these guys
if
you're not giving them reps to trust? And you know what? If Green Bay, in hindsight now as a fan, if they would have just tanked a few games of just Rodgers saying, listen, I don't care if I get interceptions. I don't care whatever. Just working with these guys. Mm-hmm. They can obviously catch, man. Like, Watson, the guy can catch.
No, they can. Absolutely. And you know where he lost them is the very first play of the very first game of the season. He had that route. He beat out the Viking player. He was on his way to like an 80-yard touchdown, and he dropped the ball. And from there, there was like a five-game, six-game split where Rodgers would not throw the ball.
That was the problem.
That was, yeah.
Keep after these guys. It would have been a different season.
Let's go with last guy or second last guy. Russell Wilson. Can you do it? Do it now. I will not have you be buying more Russell anymore. As your advisor, as your NFL advisor, I cannot allow this to happen. Tell me to sell.
I just want you. No, I'm not. No.
Tell me to sell it.
I'm not selling low.
I want
you to reinvent the distributions, and we'll talk next year.
Tom Brady, buy or sell?
Sell.
Sell to Brady.
Yeah.
Why is it that he looks like he's like aged like 20 years in 2 weeks?
Oh, I don't know, because his wife's about to take half his money.
Oh, no, FDX already took it all.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick, buy or sell?
Sell.
Man, that play last week. Did you see that way that ended in the New England and Vegas?
Okay, Vegas. This is what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Who's the bigger problem?
Sure.
Is it the Jones?
Yeah.
Or is it the Belichick?
I think the problem, and I've heard this before, is that the offense that they run in New England is very complicated. It's for some reason, instead of like, listen, guys, they have all, you've heard it in huddles. They're like, blue 32, rip zip, this, blah, blah, blah. Football isn't the most, I go back to a guy, Coach Crew, my high school football. We were having problems, and he says to me, Mitch, what's going on? Like, what's happening? I go, dude, they're all over us. He goes, how do they know where they're going? We're on the offense. We know where the ball's going before they do. And I'm telling you, that's always stuck in my mind. Why is it that the offense always has problem with the defense? Defense is all reactionary.
Mm-hmm.
To answer your question, I think it's a combination of both. I think Mac Jones is expected to understand things the way Tom Brady was. Tom Brady just got it. You're talking about a guy that's just like a brilliant person versus somebody that's just trying to learn something, right? And I think Belichick got so greedy and or spoiled, maybe is a better word, over the years that Tom picked it up so quick that he expects all his guys to pick it up that quick.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to say it's Belichick's fault. He needs to gum it down a little bit. I mean, obviously this guy's not getting it. And or keep with the Zappy kid. That Zappy kid came in and he was doing fine. Keep him in then.
Totally.
It's pride, man.
Well, and when you're at the end of your career, why do you need to change? You know what I mean?
You don't. And especially a guy like Belichick, he doesn't have to.
You don't have the vigor.
But here's a hot take. I am predicting, and I might have said it before, Tom Brady is done with Tampa Bay this year. It's his second year of the con. Tampa Bay, if they're smart, they're going to say, Tommy, it's not working out the way we thought.
Agreed.
Look at all the offense we've given you and still nothing. Not that he's to blame for everything. I'm just saying. I say he goes back to New England. I am telling you, him and Giselle now broke up. There's no commitment to saying we got to go down to Boca and get all excited and be in the hot weather. All his success was in New England. New England would roll out the red carpet for him in a heartbeat. Belichick, I'm sure, would put his pride to the side. Robert Kraft will absolutely give him whatever he wants to come back. Eat all the avocado ice cream you want. Tom Brady will go back to New England at least for 1 year next year.
Wow.
Hot take. And you know what else is hotter? Rapid banter. 1,548 to 1-1. That's the record that teams that had a 33-point lead had before last year. Should Matt Ryan be happy that he has the new record or be disappointed that he's added to that record?
It's a shitty Saturday.
What a horrible day. Texas Lady Horns win the 2022 Volleyball Championships. Have we overlooked volleyball?
What's a Lady Horn?
By the way, I saw the highlights. I don't know who won the game, but volleyball.
Let me explain.
We got to start watching volleyball.
Start watching it. What do you think I did in high school? I was the line judge. I would, honestly.
You might be the smartest guy I've ever met.
Senior girls volleyball. Yeah. I was the first on the list. Like everyone obviously caught on to the game. But Mitch, it's got to be in or out. And you need someone I needed to make the hard calls.
You were the guy.
It was this.
Yep.
Or it was this. Okay.
See, this is why the video should have been
on. The video should be here. It's up or it's down.
Torts sits the number one player, Kevin Hayes, this week. That's a goal or offside?
Offside.
How many ladies do you think that Drake has slept with? And I'll tell you why I brought that.
1,548, 1-1.
So Drake has a new single out called 42 Engagements or something. Mm. Basically, it's some sort of song about how he almost got engaged 42 or 48 times, something like that.
Didn't he put hot sauce in like a... isn't there a thing where he's getting sued because some girl tried to like trap
Yes,
baby
yes.
trap.
That's
him,
right.
And he put hot sauce in the condom or whatever. Yeah.
To be Drake, right? You know what I mean? What's that? What are you doing today? Now I just put a little hot sauce in my condoms. Nothing much. You?
If he's smart, he comes up with his own Drake brand hot sauce.
Nah, you're onto something. 7-Eleven is now serving alcohol in Ontario. Is this a disaster waiting to happen?
Well, finally, I can have something with my late night burrito.
Murray, who's got table two? Murray! Emi Martinez from Argentina, goalie, award as the best goalie. He got a statue of a hand. Where do you put that?
I thought it was a good hand job he did.
Last one. Tom Cruise jumped out of a plane to promote his new movie. Who do you wish would jump out of a plane?
I'm going to pass. Pass, exactly. I'm just going
to
pass.
Going back to this Martina. So I see the goal. Like, you know, Mbappe gets a nice ball on a statue, whatever. The other, Messi gets another one that very replicate. Looks a lot like the World Cup.
Mbappe got the boot that was turning.
Oh, the boot. That's right.
It was turning.
And then you're the goalie and you get this hand. And you just get this hand. It is so weird looking. Like, when I'm thinking of a goalie, I don't care what goalie you're looking, who you are.
Yeah.
A hand. That's got to be the worst trophy of all time.
Yeah.
See, this is where I wish Amy would do the video, and there's this, the hand is right here as I'm talking about it.
The hand, weird. The hand should have a middle finger on it.
Oh, so that's awkward, yeah. Man. All right, finally, here it is. It's Maga Malaka, Christmas Eve special. Here we go. It is easy. It's a fast one. Dimitri, it is regifting items. You ready?
Oh, like that.
Okay, Maga Malaka, regift items. Kay. Wine, regift.
Yes, Maga.
Socks, Maga or Malaka?
Malaka.
iPod accessories.
Malaka. Yeah.
I think you can never have too many chargers.
Yeah, but to re-gift it.
Ah, fair.
That's a tough one.
Ties.
Malaka. Clothes are tough.
Chocolates.
Maga.
Smart. Everyone gets the chocolate.
Well, that's what we're all doing.
Ferrero Rocher.
I was just going to say the Ferrero Rocher is traveling around worse than backstage.
There's
Betty.
Only one that's been sold in all of North America, and everyone just keeps getting it.
How are Ferrero Rocher sales down?
I swear I see everyone with one.
Yeah, everyone keeps giving me one.
It's like we're on the plus 15. You just hand it off to each person as they walk by. Last one, gift cards. Maga or Malaka?
Maga. Yeah, they don't know better, and it's a good one.
I got Spiro's.
I was going to say, Spiro's calling me too.
He's probably freaking out. He's probably sitting outside. I'll do it.
I'll take the send off right now. Yeah. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the sports show for the Christmas Eve special. We're right here. It's Christmas Eve time, sports show episode 239. Thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate all your support. Like I said, follow us on the Instagram channel. It's @sportsshowpodcast. Remember, @sportsshowpodcast. Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, Sports Show TV. We're not doing a video this week, but you got to get on that video. Like Mitch said, it's unreal. Episode 239, one for the books. We do got to shove it in the locker because we do have to hit these showers. And remember, New Year's Eve show coming in hot. You can say, but you got when it's Tuesday, I'll be locked in.